Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to How to Be Stoic, Lessons in Strength, Wisdom, and Courage. Ever feel like life's a relentless hamster wheel? Spinning, but never really getting anywhere. Like you're juggling a million things, always running on empty, and the only time you get to breathe is when you're asleep, which doesn't even count, right? Well, I'm here to tell you, there's a better way. It's about mastering the art of self-care and prioritizing your well-being. Because let's be honest, folks, you can't pour from an empty cup. You gotta take care of yourself first if you want to show up fully in all areas of life. So, buckle up because we're diving deep into some actionable tips that'll transform your relationship with self-care, making it less like a chore and more like a superpower. Here are 5 key takeaways to remember, my friends. Number 1, define what self-care means to you. It's not just bubble baths and face masks, although those can be nice. For some, it might be hitting the gym for an intense workout, or taking a quiet walk in nature. Maybe it's cuddling up with a good book or catching up with loved ones. The key is to discover what truly nourishes your mind, body, and soul. Don't compare yourself to others because their self-care routine isn't necessarily yours. You know that feeling when you see someone posting about their perfect day at the spa, and you're like, yeah, right. I can barely get through my to-do list. Well, stop comparing. What works for them may not work for you. Number 2. Schedule it in. Self-care shouldn't be an afterthought. It deserves a spot on your calendar just like any other important appointment. You wouldn't cancel a doctor visit or miss a meeting, right? So treat self-care with the same level of importance. Think of it as investing in yourself. You can't expect to run a marathon if you haven't trained properly. Number 3. Learn to say no. This one's a biggie. You don't have to be everything to everyone. Saying no to commitments that drain your energy or don't align with your priorities allows space for self-care and things that truly matter. It's not selfish, it's self-preservation. Number 4. Practice mindfulness. Take a few minutes each day to focus on your breath, observe your thoughts and feelings without judgment, and simply be present in the moment. This can help reduce stress, increase focus, and cultivate a sense of inner peace. Think of it like hitting the refresh button on your mind. And lastly, number 5. Be kind to yourself. Seriously, treat yourself with the same compassion and understanding you would offer a good friend. Forgive your imperfections, celebrate your wins, and remember that you're doing the best you can. You deserve kindness and love, starting with your own. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You wake up feeling stressed, overwhelmed by a looming deadline at work, and you have a million things on your to-do list. But instead of jumping straight into that chaos, you take a few minutes for yourself. You brew a cup of tea, light a candle, and practice some deep breathing exercises. You focus on the warmth of the mug in your hands, the scent of the candle filling the air, and the rhythm of your breath. This simple act of self-care creates a shift in your energy. You feel calmer, more centered, and ready to tackle the day with renewed focus and clarity. See? It's not about being selfish, it's about being strategic. By prioritizing your well-being, you empower yourself to show up as your best self in all areas of life. So, my friends, remember these key takeaways. Define your own version of self-care, schedule it into your week like any other important commitment, learn to say no to trainers, practice mindfulness, and most importantly, be kind to yourself. Now, go out there and rock your day, knowing that you've taken the time to recharge and refuel. And don't forget to share this episode with someone who needs a little reminder about the power of self-care. Until next time, keep on being stoic, my friends.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.